roger on that. Roger on that there, Don. Yeah, I remember the old book from Radio Shack. It was called From 5 Watts to 5,000 Watts. I don't know why they called it 5,000 Watts, because the maximum power that you're allowed to do on ham officially is 1,500. Although, again, you get people that, you know, we don't talk about, that might do more, but 1,500 watts is plenty. In fact, 100 watts is plenty, or 200 watts is plenty. I've made a lot of contacts just running straight 100 watts. I never really got into running big gobs of power like that. You know, when you start running mega wattage like that, you stand a greater chance of interfering with something, especially if you live in the city. I always tell people, you know, I don't go crazy lunatic over running gobs of power, because that's where the problems start. So if you can just do the conditions and have a good antenna and a well-tuned radio and run, you know, at the most a couple hundred watts, you're doing good. You're doing real good. I had, to be honest with you, when I was doing CB 11 meter, there was a sideband walkie-talkie that Radio Shack had. I'd gotten hold of it when I was younger, quite a bit younger, and then somebody stole it from me. I had to modify it, put a fan on it, because it got warm after I talked on it for a while. It got real warm, especially because I like sideband more than anything. And that radio would get warm. Well, I took it to a CB shop. I think it might have been Don's Truck Stop at the time, because that's when they were selling CB equipment there. And the guy there was really knowledgeable back in the day. And I had him put a fan on it, modified the case a little bit, put a fan in that radio to keep it cool, and I was able to carry on contacts without getting so warm that it almost burnt my hand. You know what I'm saying?
Something like that to happen, you know, when it gets so hot like that. You got to probably fry the egg on it if you wanted to, right, Troy? Anyways, well, when equipments do get hot, they do have fans. You know, when I bought this power supply, I don't know, I felt it, how hot it was yesterday. I think they have a fan built to the side that cools it off every now and then. And it gets hot and it cools it off, just like the radios do. We get cooled off, we got fans built to the side of them. It's like my HF where it gets to the fan side that automatically just comes on. And I literally sometimes hear it come on. You know, and you can hear it blowing, you know, inside that radio when it does. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It gets pretty hot, the radios, when you play with them, you know.
Now, if you want a real powerful power supply, I've got one. I'm trying to get rid of, because I don't run a massive amount of power, but this power supply doesn't even really get warm when you run it with just a regular radio. Problem is, I've got it up north, and you know, up there towards Ledington. That's where it's at. So, but. I'm trying to get some money out of it, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to save up for a portable HF radio. I mean, I would even be willing, if someone had one of those Albright radios, that $29.90 that did 10, 11, and 12 meters and did sidebands, I would be willing to trade, or even the like I said, the Zygu. They had one that was open where I could do even do 11 meters on it. And I could put it, I could operate it, you know, in my hand or put it in the vehicle. I know that Zygu 6100, I've seen that on YouTube, and I thought that was pretty cool. They have a radio, I wish I had the money for it. It's the Lab 599 Man Pack. Lab 599, the TX500 MP. That radio already comes fully open, and it You could put a telescopic antenna on it. It's got a BNC connector on there. You can put a telescopic antenna that's got a coil where you can adjust it for, like, the bands that you go to. And plus, it's got a tuner on the radio, so built-in tuner. So it's one of those radios you can carry around, like an HD. But they want darn near $2,000 for that radio, all because it's portable and can do all the bands. And it might take me a while to get that kind of money, but, boy, I'll tell you, I've been really wanting that radio for quite some time. If I could get my hands on it, but, you know, if I could sell that power supply and just get the Pyramid 30-amp power supply, would be big enough for what I do. But I've got that 70-amp power supply, the Astron, and I'll tell you, that thing is a beast. But I will tell you, it's a backbreaker, so if you ever planned on getting it from me, hope that you got a good back or somebody that can also help you, because that's how I ended up being crippled for 7 months. I ended up in emergency room, and I was crippled for 7 months where my right leg stopped working because I tried to carry that power supply. So word to the wise on that one.
KCCPT5D. Yeah, roger that there, Tori. I tell you, it's not like a pretty heavy power supply. You can tell me the weight on that power supply that you were trying to carry, and it really did you pretty hard on your legs, man, and not capable to avoid that from that when you have a problem with your leg, and hopefully everything's for you right now. That's your legs healed and all that because of that reason. Hopefully it has been healed. And anyways, thank you for the offer, but I do got two power supplies. I have accumulated a lot of equipment through the years, so that I've been ham, Troy. And I got one power supply. All the equipment, most of the equipment is at my mother-in-law's house upstairs in the closet. When I had all that equipment, I have other radios besides radio I got on HF. I got, I don't know, a few handhelds and a few other radios I got too besides HF. And all that's in the storage of the of my mother-in-law's house upstairs in the closet still. And I have a power supply in there. And it also is a Pyramid power supply, as far as I know. And I think it's what it's called, Pyramid power supply. And I had to get that fixed because the little batteries, some round little batteries, I think they were burned out. I had to get four of them installed, and some guy knew about that, and he got the he ordered those. I think the batteries, or I don't know what they were. And he installed them in, and the power supply worked just great after he got done with it. And he gave it back to him, and I paid him whatever it was that it cost, you know, from the price of it when he got done with it. And I think that was a Pyramid, and it's a pretty good power supply. And the one I got now, it's pretty good too. It's small, and it's not heavy. The other one's a little heavier than that one, but it's not heavy as what you're talking about. The one that you're talking about, that power supply that you have already, no, it's not as big as. Probably twice the size of both of them, and the other one that I have at the Pyramid is twice the size as this one, but it's not that big. You can carry it with your hands. That's how small it is. So it's not big as what you're talking about, the one you have now. But thank you for the offer. I appreciate it. And anyways, I can go with what I have right now. You know, the power supply I have right now does very well.
KCHCBT from Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Yankee. Yeah. Well, the reason I mentioned it, you said your power supply got too hot, and this one here doesn't. It stays cool. It, like I said, it can handle all the way up to 70 amps. So, you know, it takes quite a bit to get up to 70 amps. Most radios at 100 watts, at the most, you're only doing about 25 amps at the most transmit. So if you get a 30-amp power supply, you got enough headroom in there to handle that. The pyramid I was looking at, I think it was sold for like $40 or something like that. And it was small enough that you could hold in your hand. It's got the terminals for the regular like the car terminals that you hook up with the fuse on it, and then it's got the cigarette lighter socket on it too. So if you had a radio that had one of them cigarette lighter things, you could use that onto it. On the pyramid that I was looking at, that'd probably be good enough for me, but I just got to see what I can get my hands on. You know, if I can get something handheld, as far as the radio, that would be great. It's what I'm trying to strive for, because just the way that my lifestyle is and stuff. When I travel and stuff, I want to be able to take the radio too. And when I go from place to place and stuff like that, my leg, as far as the healing went, I'm not 100% the way I used to be, but it took me about 7 months to where I could even go up a hill without a cane. But every once in a while, like if I go down a steep hill or up a steep hill, it gets a little wonky a little bit. I can't do it very often. And then, like, if I walk around, like, let's say a Meijer or something like that, doing groceries for, like, a couple hours, after about an hour or so, it gets kind of wonky. It starts to want to give out. So it really messed me up. It messed up my knees and messed up. I had the sciatic nerve in the back, you know, caused from it. So it's... And then plus it messed, you know, just trying to lift it messed up my legs pretty bad. But I didn't know that I had osteoarthritis too. So that, it exacerbated a condition that I started having, when the legs stopped working, it was bad because some folks that I hung around with, they couldn't understand why all of a sudden I wasn't able to walk. They thought maybe I was playing a joke on them, but no, I wasn't. And I asked to be taken to the hospital. It didn't happen as soon as I lifted the power supply. My back started hurting, and it started getting worse and worse and worse until I had to, get treatment for it. So it's not one of those things that happened as soon as I did it. It's kind of weird that way.
When you have a problem and you have situations that you find out later on that you could walk because of that power supply that caused the complications of your walking ability. And I'm sorry to hear that. Anyways, I have a hard time walking myself. I had an accident years ago with my car accident, and it was very severe. I hit a semi-truck, and I thank the Lord for that. I mean, I could have been a goner. I had a foot underneath the gas pedal, and for some reason, it twisted my ankle, and I have arthritis since day one. And all the years I had that problem, I still have problems walking on that same foot. And it seems like it goes one direction, and I end up bumping in the wall or hit something with that foot or something like that, and that's why I walk funny now, because of that reason. And I think it's got to do with old age too. I'll be 65 this year on July 2nd. Hey, I have to get my Medicare, all right. Well, anyways, I'm retired. I've been retired 3 years now, Troy. I'm not sure if you're able to work. Some people can, and let me tell you something there, Troy. I'm blind one eye. I have prosthetic eye, and I think I have the eye I'm capable of seeing out of still. And I do wear glasses, though, you know, because I found out that life was was not so bad after I got older. You know, I had to get used to adjusting that one eye. And now I can see 20/20 that one eye because I used it so much and so many times that I had to see out of that one eye. And I feel like I had to see out 20/20 out of that eye because of that reason. Because I'm so used to one eye all the years since I was a kid, it wouldn't have happened when I was just a little boy. And that's why I'm so used to seeing out of that eye, out of that one eye, because of the 20/20 vision I have. But anyways, that was a long time ago. And I thank God that, you know, it wasn't worse than it was. But anyways, do I make this my last round? And I'll say 73s to you, my friend. And you take care. And nice to hear you. Good signal all the way through. And I have to admit, you're full quality in a repeater. So you take care and God bless you. KCCPT. I'll be clear on your final there, Troy.
All right, very good there, Don. KC8CBT from Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Yankee. Yeah, maybe we'll run into each other again. Sounds like you and I got about the same issues. I'm totally blind out of one eye. I can see just light perception occasionally out of the right eye, but the left eye, I have tunnel vision, and it's 20 over 200, I think it is. I think that's B vision. What a person can see at 200 feet, I have to see at 20. And I use like magnifying glass to read print and/or large print. With the computer, I use a magnifying program to make the print bigger on the computer, and then I'm able to do what I do. But I'm able to get, you know, I don't work either, not anymore. My disability with that and the hypersomnia, borderline narcolepsy, that's an issue too. So I can fall asleep at the drop of a hat. So it's that's another disability that I've got on top of it. So it's a challenge, but, you know, I get around as best I can and enjoy life to the fullest. And God is good. And sorry to hear about the car accident, but God is good. Thank God that you're still able to do things that you do. So it could be a lot worse. Anyway, Don, I'll let you go ahead and sign off here. And I'll try to program the rest of the frequencies in. And you might hear me on here from time to time, you know, in the Lansing area here. KC8CBT, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Yankee, 73s, and stay safe. God bless you, too.
Thank you, Troy. 73s for now, and you take care of it, my friend. God bless you. It's been nice to talk to you. KC8CBT, I'll be out.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.